Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church. I want to welcome you back this morning. We've got Pastor Reynolds with us today. Now, here last month, we interviewed Pastor Reynolds on a book that he had written called What to Look For in a Church. And we kind of wanted to do something similar again. And so I've invited Pastor Reynolds back with us today. And we've taken, actually, in this case, a track that Pastor Reynolds has written called What is an Independent Baptist Church. Pastor Reynolds has written this track, and we're going to just kind of go ahead and spend a little bit of time with you today, if that's all right, Brother Wayne, and talk a little bit about the track and some of the things that are in it. So, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Doing all right today?
Doing great.
Good. I'm going to go ahead and ask you again. The title of the track is What is an Independent Baptist Church? And without getting into the topic itself, right off the bat, I guess one of my first thoughts was, why do we need a track called What is an Independent Baptist Church? I mean, where did the idea or the need arise for this type of a track?
Well, it actually came to pass several years ago when I was pastoring in the state of Louisiana. And I had some real close friends that were Southern Baptist folks. They were believers, and I enjoyed being with them. We were together a lot. One of the evenings when we were together, we got to talking about the difference in the Southern Baptist and the Independent Baptist. And my friend told me that being an Independent Baptist was not exactly the way God wanted it to be. Well, I kept telling him that before a convention ever was organized, there was an Independent Baptist church. When Jesus Christ organized his church, that's what he organized. He didn't organize a convention or association or a board or something like that. Well, that evening we had a really lively discussion, a very good discussion. I enjoyed it very much. And that evening when I got home, I sat down and wrote this track, What Is an Independent Baptist Church. I took it back to him the next day, and he looked at that and says, well, you can't argue with that. But that's it. He never did become an Independent Baptist. We're still friends today. I receive emails from him periodically, and we still talk. He's a real believer, and I'm glad that that's so.
So what is an Independent Baptist church came from, sounds like a discussion with a Southern Baptist.
And yes.
Hence the, if you look at the track itself, what is an Independent Baptist church? The word independent is kind of separated from the rest of that sentence and in italics and bold.
Yes.
I guess the key to this track being that word independent, that kind of stuck in there a little bit.
Yes, and that simply means that we are not dependent upon a convention or association or a board for our existence. That's what that means. And I do want to say that we are a church. We are not an interdenominational group. We do believe in the local church and God working through His local churches. And also, I need to say that we're missionary, because a lot of folks, this term independent gets a lot of different ideas. And sometimes people believe that if you're independent, you're automatically interdenominational. Well, we're not interdenominational. We are Baptists. We believe in salvation by grace through faith. We also believe in scriptural baptism and everything that the Lord has established for His local church. We believe that. But we just want to be like the church Jesus organized during His personal ministry. That's really the important thing about what is an Independent Baptist. We want to be exactly like Jesus desires us to be, with no trappings of anything else that would affect that.
Okay. And that brings up a point you mentioned in that. You mentioned missionaries, because we are missionaries.
Yes.
And if I understand it right, a lot of other churches, you know, Southern Baptist, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be, when they're with an association, they have missionaries, but
right.
It's not the individual churches necessarily that... The money doesn't go directly from the individual church to a specific missionary.
Yes.
Is that
And that's the way we do it at Independence Baptist Church. We know personally every missionary that we support. They come by the church. We contact them through email. It's a continual thing. We know what they're doing on the field. We have them in our home. And that's part of the thing about being an independent missionary Baptist.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's important that you define, especially in this day and age, what independent means. Because, you know, I travel quite a bit, you know, and so I try to find independent Baptist churches when I'm on the road. And when you look at the website, a lot of them say they're independent, they say they're local church. But I think in this day and age, lots of times that word independent has come to mean something different. You know, sometimes when you talk about independent, it means, some people mean that some guy wandered into town and decided he wanted to start a church, and so he started sitting on the corner with a Bible and got him a church going.
Right.
But that's not what we mean when we talk about independent.
No, it's not. We do believe that there is succession and perpetuity in churches, and our church, Independence Baptist Church, actually started with the authority from another church. Because that's the way it seems in the Bible that Jesus wanted it done. Our church started from Faith Baptist Church down in Lynn, Arkansas. And Faith Baptist Church was started from a church over in North Ballard in Kentucky. And so that's part of it, that we just don't believe in this freelance evangelism. But there is authority given by God to John the Baptist. John the Baptist baptized the material that Jesus used in preparing and forming his church, and that baptism with that authority behind it from God has continued even until this day. That's why when we take this stand on independent Baptist church, we're also taking a stand on scriptural baptism, that it goes all the way back to Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah. You know, and I couldn't help but think, and I realize we're kind of jumping off the particular tract that we're talking about, but some of the other tracts that we've got, you know, we've got one about how do I become a member of Independence Baptist Church, and I think that feeds into that discussion you just had about baptism and other churches of like faith and order, and, you know, we accept people through baptism, or if it is another church that's of like faith and order, we accept through a letter from that church, and that kind of all weaves into that discussion a little bit there.
Yes, it does. And, you know, I'm not saying, and I want to make this really clear, I'm not saying that there's only independent Baptists that are saved. I'm not saying that at all.
Sure.
I've met believers that are not even Baptist at all. They're going to heaven. Sometimes I think Baptists have gotten kind of a raw deal because some folks say that you got to be Baptist to go to heaven. But that's not so at all.
Right.
I think I've met a few Baptists that may not make it just by looking at the way they live and what their priorities are in their life. But then I've seen other people that they live godly, holy lives before God, but this point about the local church, they just simply have not grasped yet.
Yeah.
So it is important to see that.
Yeah, it is. Well, what I'm going to do before we run out of time here, I'm just to give everybody, we've kind of hit on this topic, and we've talked about a few of the things that are in there, but I'm just going to go through this track real quick and list out some of these bullets that you've got in here. And I'll take this time to mention that this is available here at Independence Baptist Church. It's also out on our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. And anybody is free to go out on the website and download this track. But just to give everybody a little bit of idea of some of the other things that are in it, it starts off with an introduction from you, and then also gets into the main meat of the topic and says, why am I an independent missionary Baptist? And point one is churches. It was churches that supported Paul, the missionary. Churches that distributed the money in those cases. Point three is God gets glory through his churches. And there's several points within that, and we may come back and talk about some of that here in a little bit. But Point four talks about the bride is chosen from the churches. And then five gets into Christ speaks only to his churches. And that's an interesting one. It gets into that one and the next one. The Bible is written to churches, specifically to churches. Yes. When you get into that New Testament, you know, it mentions the fact that you've got 27 different books in the New Testament, those letters written specifically to a church.
Yes, that's right.
Not to a group or an association of churches, but to an individual church. And of course, the Great Commission is given to churches. Churches reveal the glory of God. Churches are the pillar and ground of truth. And of course, pastors are to feed churches. And then local churches hinder Satan. And then there's a little conclusion at the end, again, just to kind of sum up what we've talked about. So again, and I realize I just kind of hit those real fast, but they kind of give everybody an idea of the different points that are in there. And as long as if you're getting out there to download that, I'd also encourage you, there's another tract that you've written, Brother Wayne, called Yes. Why Are We Independent Baptist Churches, which is very similar. It comes at it from a slightly different angle. And then that other one I mentioned about, you know, how do I become a member of Independence Baptist Church? I think those three tracks go with each
hand
other,
hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. And so before we kind of close out today, was there any of those points that we needed to go back or that you have something specific you'd like to mention to everybody?
Well, I like points five and six especially because Christ speaks to his churches. The whole book of Revelation is written to seven churches of Asia. Yeah. If you want to understand prophecy, you need to understand the Lord's church. And of course, the Bible in, as a whole in the New Testament is written to churches. Of all of those 27 books, at least seven of those are written to local churches. There were eight to groups of people, of whom the bigger part were churches, and four were addressed to some unknown folks, and eight were written to individuals. But the thing is that if you want to hear from God, you need to hear from him through his Bible that's preached in his local churches. That's where it's going to be.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. You know, and I we've mentioned the other track called Why Are We Independent Baptist Churches? And I think it's neat the way you finished that, talking about, you know, through his church he's going to preach his word. And in this other track, Why Are We Independent? You end that one talking about what are our beliefs in brief. And it started with the statement, Scripture, not tradition, or politics makes the difference.
Amen.
It's Scripture. And that, you know, he wrote the New Testament, like you said, so many of those were directly to a church or to individuals.
Right.
It's the Scripture that we need to be following.
Exactly right.
We talked about that when we talked about what to look for in a church.
Right.
You know, it all kind of comes back in a big circle. But it's a very interesting discussion. I do appreciate taking the time with us today, Brother Wayne, and I'm sure we're going to do this again and take another topic. We've got quite a few different tracts and books that we have available out on our website, which again was www.independencebaptist.org. Among those are one that you've written called The 6,000-Year Earth.
Yes.
We've got another one that deals with the things most surely believed among us, which is gets into a lot more detail than we can get into here in 15 minutes about the local church and other things along those lines. But I'd encourage people, if you can, to go ahead and log on to that website and take a look at that. And even more so, I'd encourage you to go ahead and come and attend services with us here at Independence Baptist Church. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our Sunday morning services will be starting at 10 o'clock with Sunday school and then 11 o'clock worship services. And then we have Sunday afternoon services starting at 4 o'clock with a prayer meeting and 4:30 worship services. And then, of course, Pastor Wayne, right now you're actually in Wednesday nights doing a study in the book of Revelations.
Right.
And we may be getting off of that and covering some other things, but Wednesday night at 7 o'clock we also have a Bible study.
Yes.
So we want to encourage everybody to come to that as well. Well, our time for today is up. But I do want to thank everybody for coming and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.